Hi, this is Dan Melton. Thanks for joining us for this podcast of St. Andrew's Weekly Message. I hope you enjoy it. I encourage you to listen through the words to what God is saying to you, and may the peace of God be known through your life this week.
Okay, if you don't know who I am already, I'm Chloe. I've been going here basically my whole life. I had my first communion here, I just got confirmed here, and I had my baptism here. So I've been here a while. I know how things work. So before I begin, I want to try something a little different today. I'm going to make the message a little bit interactive. I just want to see how it works. So every time I say something you can relate to or something that like strikes a chord with you, you're going to snap once. So if I say something like, God is good all the time, don't abuse this power. It's one snap, it's one clap. If you can't snap, pat your knee, clap, whatever. So with that being said, let's get into it. I feel like you guys can't see me down there, so I'm going to move this. I have grown up in a family full of football lovers, and my brother and father never failed to remind me of this. Being diehard Eagles fans, go Birds, I find myself constantly listening to the confusing dialogue about the players, the coaches, and the game itself. I specifically remember many times when Max would say the last name of a football player and I was supposed to say the first. He always had to one-up me in these situations, reminding me that he knows more than I do about football. But however, no matter how annoying the game talk could be, I found myself always learning something new simply just by listening to them speak. In other somewhat awkward situations, which I'm sure we've all been in, my brother will be talking about a certain thing in football and I'll be listening and he'll go, Chloe, do you even know what that means? And for some reason, my brain will immediately reply with, yes. And he'll ask, he's like, what does it mean? And we sit there in silence for a couple seconds until someone changes the topic. When I was offered the chance to give the message today, sharing my experience not only being a teacher, but a student at the church, about a million ideas popped into my head at once. I could talk about a direct Bible story, something, a direct encounter I had with Jesus, but my mind quickly went to a phrase that my dad would always say, I love being the person who knows the least in a group of people. Now, when we first hear this, it can be confusing. It sounds like we're undermining our own knowledge. But when you think about it deeper, much like with every other Bible verse you'll hear, you understand the message more. I take away from it that the less you know, the more you have to learn. In several ways, I can relate to this myself. I've been a station leader at our VBS for the past 2 years, teaching children. That would mean the children are at the end of the more you have to learn side of the phrase. At the same time, I listen to people at church talk every Sunday who definitely know more than me, and that puts me on the more you have to learn end of the phrase. And we can see this everywhere in life. We see this in bosses, in coaches, in teachers. It's everywhere. There's a verse with a similar idea that we get from Galatians 6:6, and I think we have slides for it, but it might not be the same version. It says, let the one who has taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Not only does this verse illustrate the idea of being able to learn more, but also teaches us that teaching is a two-way street. The teacher can give the student new information, and the student can give the teacher ways to improve. On the other hand, it can illustrate how a student can also be a teacher, like myself. We see this attribute in the disciples, learning something new from Jesus every day until they are told to go out and preach. There was a video I once saw at school talking about exponential growth through the word of mouth. That reminds me of the witnesses to Jesus' miracles. The video explains how one person could tell two people something, then those two people tell two people something, then it becomes four people, and the list goes on. We also see this in the Samaritan woman, who is told everything about herself by Jesus and immediately goes to tell people about him, becoming a witness to miracles and leading other people to him. Everyone can play the teacher and the student role in many situations, even if it's something as simple as talking about football with your brother. In one of my favorite movies, 50 First Dates, a man named Henry Roth is followed, played by Adam Sandler, and Lucy Whitmore, played by Drew Barrymore. Henry is a man that is afraid of commitment until he meets Lucy. They hit it off, and he thinks he's finally found the girl of his dreams, until discovering she was in a terrible car accident 1 year before and has been suffering short-term memory loss and forgets their relationship every morning. Every day, Henry has to start their relationship from scratch, and every day, Lucy learns more about herself. Henry eventually develops a system of waking Lucy up with a short movie explaining the crash and the events since. It's a very good movie. You should definitely watch it if you haven't. Now, in this case, we can assume Lucy probably doesn't like being the person that knows the least in the room. She's probably confused and definitely overwhelmed with the abundant amount of new information being put on her. I'm sure in many situations we can all relate to Lucy. I remember when I became my class's student government president, and when I went to my first county meeting, the amount of information shared in 3 hours, back to back, was enough to make me go into a full frenzy. It was a lot to take in. Well, one mentor, one Ocean City trip, and over 10 county meetings later, I can confidently say I still don't understand everything. And I definitely understand more than I did, but I don't ever expect myself to have all the answers in that field. And that's okay. Being able to take information and turn it into knowledge is a gift, and we often forget how lucky we are to have it. In our current world, there's probably someone that knows more about you, more than you, in certain topics. And in our society, we've normalized criticizing someone for not knowing everything. When someone doesn't have all the answers, other people will judge. It's not what Jesus intended. Instead, Jesus didn't criticize people for wanting to learn more. He welcomed them with open arms. So if you're going to take anything away from this message today, take away this. It's okay not to know everything. It's okay not to have all the answers. It makes us human. Also remember that when someone else doesn't have all the answers, don't judge them or be annoyed. Instead, explain it to them so they can go from a student to a teacher. With this in mind, ask yourself, how can I learn more this week? Maybe it's watching a YouTube video. Maybe it's having a conversation with someone. The possibilities are endless. Let us pray. Dear Lord, in times we feel like we don't have all the answers, remind us that lack of knowledge is what should drive us to learn more. Give us the ability throughout this week to find beauty in learning more about ourselves, about the world, and about others. In Jesus' name, amen.